Caroline Elgin in the Plains, Virginia, got her service dog, Sajan, when she was almost 10 years old. Elgin has cerebral palsy, which has affected her speech and motor skills, but not her intelligence. Now 19, she says Sajan makes her happy.
He's my best friend.
Sajan knows more than 60 commands and helps Caroline by picking up items and giving them to her, pulling off her socks, and retrieving his leash. He can also shut a door. Elgin's mother, Karina, says Sajan has given her daughter more confidence.
Since Caroline's had Sajan, her personality has really been able to blossom. She was very shy, but once she got the dog, she was proud to have him sitting next to her and more comfortable going out into public settings, and it's just really changed her life completely, I think.
Caroline Elgin says people are more at ease approaching her when Sajan is next to her. She uses a small iPad with a text-to-speech reader to communicate.
Hello, my name is Caroline Elgin and have a CCI service dog named Sajan.
In nearby Middleburg, Virginia, 11-year-old Bobby Slater is teaching basic commands to Shiloh in hopes she will become a service dog to help people like Caroline. These dogs are especially bred and trained by Canine Companions for Independence, or CCI, a nonprofit group that provides service dogs to people with disabilities for free. When they are 2 months old, they are sent to live with volunteer puppy raisers like Slater. He brings Shiloh to school to teach her socialization skills.
When I tell her to sit, she'll sit halfway and see if you'll give her a treat. But then I tell her to sit all the way and then she'll sit.
His classmate Susie Jones also helps with Shiloh.
I feel like it's a good experience to have a dog in our classroom because we all sometimes take turns taking her outside and telling her words to teach her how to do stuff.
When CCI puppies are a year and a half, they leave the volunteers for advanced training at the organization's regional centers. Only 40% pass and become service dogs. The rest are often adopted by their puppy raisers. Bobby Slater's older sister, Meg Ann, has also trained CCI puppies.
It's really hard knowing you have to give them up, but it's also great knowing that they're going to go and change someone's life and make their life a lot easier.
Her brother and Shiloh will be in the inaugural parade.
It's like one-in-a-lifetime experience.
It's an experience that will be shared by Caroline Elgin and Sajan and 135 other people and 50 dogs.
I'm really excited.
She hopes the thousands of people watching the parade will appreciate Canine Companions for Independence, and some of them may even be able to get a best friend of their own. Deborah Block, VOA News, The Plains, Virginia.